Hello there, all. This is Corey Ballard. It's, I don't even know what day it is. Wednesday, August 24th. And it's about 6:30 in the evening, and I'm taking my two kids out for a walk. I've got a 21-month-old named Amelia and a 6-month-old son named Sebastian. So I'm currently pushing a double stroller. For anybody that's not familiar, it's a stroller the kids sit front to back. So Amelia's up front and Sebastian sits behind her. And it's a nice long stroller that's a pain to push sometimes. Doesn't steer the greatest. So we're out and about walking through the neighborhood. Unfortunately, well, it's nice that it's sunny, but it's a little too sunny for me to mosey out farther than around our block, because the only really direction I can walk is west, and the sun is setting, and it's perfectly in my eyes, so I can't, a little bit I can see gets blocked from the sun. So basically we're doing round and round our block here, but my wife is helping a friend write a paper for her master's, and the kids are cooped up and going berserk, so I decided I'd take them out for a walk. Now, it's kind of a interesting thing to take them for a walk because I have a little bit of vision, but I think as some people might think, it's not enough to take the kids for a walk, but as long as we stay on our sidewalk around the block here, we're pretty safe. And the stroller's pretty crazy, so keeps them protected. Unfortunately, we live on a busy street, and if I could do it over buying a house, if I could do it over again, I definitely would not have bought the house that we did, but it was our first house, so we didn't really know any better. But being on a busy street kind of sucks for, it's too loud, you can't even have your windows open in the summer, and had to spend couple thousand dollars of fence in our backyard because I didn't feel safe. You saying hi to your brother? I didn't feel safe letting the kids play in the backyard without it being fenced in. So our time's probably running out, so thanks for joining us on this walk.